Neither Perry Smith's father nor sister wrote him or came to see him. Tex John Smith was presumed to be prospecting for gold somewhere in Alaska, though lawmen, despite great effort, had been unable to locate him. The sister had told investigators that she was afraid of her brother and requested that they please not let him know her present address. When informed of this, Smith smiled slightly and said, "I wish she'd been in that house that night. What a sweet scene." Except for the squirrel, except for the Myers and an occasional consultation with his lawyer, Mr. Fleming, Perry was very much alone. He missed Dick. "Many thoughts of Dick," he wrote one day in his makeshift diary. Since their arrest, they had not been allowed to communicate, and that, freedom aside, was what he most desired. To talk to Dick, be with him again. Dick was not the hard rock he'd once thought him. Pragmatic, virile, a real brass boy. He'd proven himself to be pretty weak and shallow, a coward. Still, of everyone in all the world, this was the person to whom he was closest at that moment, for they at least were of the same species, brothers in the breed of Cain. Separated from him, Perry felt all by myself, like somebody covered with sores, somebody only a big nut would have anything to do with. But then one mid-February morning, Perry received a letter. It was postmarked Reading, Massachusetts, and it read, "Dear Perry, I was sorry to hear about the trouble you were in, and I decided to write and let you know that I remember you and would like to help you in any way that I can. In case you don't remember my name, Don Cullivan, I've enclosed a picture taken at about the time we met. When I first read about you in the news recently, I was startled, and then I began to think back to those days when I knew you. While we were never close personal friends, I can remember you a lot more clearly than most fellas I met in the Army. It must have been about the fall of 1951 when you were assigned to the 761st Engineer Light Equipment Company at Fort Lewis, Washington. You were short. I'm not much taller. Solidly built. Dark, with a heavy shock of black hair and a grin on your face almost all the time. Since you had lived in Alaska, quite a few of the fellas used to call you Eskimo. One of my first recollections of you was at a company inspection in which all the footlockers were open for inspection. As I recall it, all the footlockers were in order, even yours, except that the inside cover of your footlocker was plastered with pictures of pinup girls. The rest of us were sure you were in for trouble. But the inspecting officer took it in stride, and when it was all over and he let it pass, I think we all felt you were a nervy guy. I remember that you were a fairly good pool player, and I can picture you quite clearly in the company day room at the pool table. You were one of the best truck drivers in the outfit. Remember the Army field problems we went out on? On one trip that took place in the winter, I remember that we each were assigned to a truck for the duration of the problem.